This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, it's simply a coincidence. I don't think that there's anything more to read into it. But as I begin editing this third message from the book of 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, I notice on a news website in front of me that author Tom Wolfe died today at age 88. He happens to be the person who wrote the story that I begin with as I begin this message. Had no idea that the timing would be such that I would be editing on the day he died, but that's the case. Message 3 has to do with power and weakness, how God uses our weakness to manifest or demonstrate his strength. God bless you as you listen to this message. Well, the book made quite a splash years ago. It was turned into a film. Some of you have the book, you've read the book, you've seen the movie. I have not read the book, I have not seen the movie. I'm familiar with it, though. It was written by Tom Wolfe. The book was called The Right Stuff. The Right Stuff was based on the material that he gathered about the astronauts in the early astronaut program, when the astronaut program was brought about, I think, with the Mercury program, space program. He determined that there were 4 qualities you had to have in order to be an astronaut. 4 qualities. You may want to write them down. Number 1, he said you had to have bravado. What is bravado? Well, bravado can mean reckless bravery. That's what bravado means. Somebody who is brave almost to the point of recklessness. He thought that was a quality you needed to be an astronaut, particularly in the early days of the program. Do you remember, I remember junior high gym. I don't know if you had to do this in junior high gym class. You had the rope that was hanging from the ceiling of the gymnasium. And part of junior high testing was that how far could you climb up the rope? You know, I got about 3 inches, I think, is what I remember. But I remember there was always one guy, one kid, that would go all the way to the top and touch the ceiling and then come down. And we were all amazed at his, not only his strength, but at his bravado, his reckless bravery. The second quality that astronauts were supposed to have was machismo, which means conspicuous masculinity. Machismo is conspicuous masculinity. You had to be masculine to the point where people, when they saw you walk into a room, they knew, there's a guy with machismo. The third one I thought was the most interesting. It was just the word luck. I'm not sure how you define luck and how you defined it back then, according to the space program, but he thought luck was part of it. And then the fourth one that he gave was that an astronaut had to be a person with star quality. With star quality. Bravado, machismo, luck, and star quality, you mix it all up together, and out comes an astronaut, according to Tom Wolfe. I want to tell you something right at the beginning. I think it's the most important thing I'm going to say all morning. The Lord has never looked for people in the church with the right stuff. He's looked for people who are willing to yield even their weakness to him and have the right spirit. The Lord is interested in people who are willing to yield their weakness to him and who have the right spirit. You say, how do you know that? From everything that I read in this passage we studied today, exactly where I left off last week, as we're preaching through the book, the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians, where Paul says God uses the weak things of this earth, the failures of people, the weakness of people, the liabilities of people to demonstrate his power and his strength. It's found in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 26. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Listen to that again. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
And we'll continue with the complete reading of the text tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.